Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. If you're new to Walking Cross, what we talk about is I try to find out things that will help your Christian walk. Maybe a habit, maybe a Bible verse, could be a thought, could be different things. Today I want to talk to you about Matthew, the first chapter. And one of the things I want to start with is Joseph. You know, it talks about in the Bible that he was, his fiancée was Mary. You know, he wanted to marry her. You know, and she was pregnant, and he thought to privately put her away secretively, and meaning he was an honorable person. He didn't want to make a spectacle of her, but he wanted to do things in an honorable way. And I think that's so important for us that we be known as a person of honor. You know, and I want to ask you, are you that person of honor? You know, and somebody comes to you and they say, oh, well, they're going to tell you the truth. You know, they're going to make sure it's done right. You know, I can think of somebody in my life like that right now as a pretty good example. You know, if I was to go to that person right now and tell them that, I think what they would do is they probably would always say, well, I've got a lot of mistakes. In other words, they would play their self down. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this. You know, when you are known to be an honorable person, it's not hard to see that. And we need to strive to be more like that. But the Bible talks about Joseph being an honorable person. You know, and the angel come to Joseph and said, don't worry about that. I'm paraphrasing, little guys. Don't worry. This is of God. In other words, what is conceived in Mary is holy. It's of God. So the angel come to him and done that, you know, and said, don't worry about that. So Joseph raised up and did as the angel had commanded and took unto him his wife. So, you know, he obeyed. You know, that's a very important thing that we need to know about, okay? You know, we have honor, okay? Somebody's honorable. But one thing that you can kind of identify with an honorable person is they obey. You know, and I got to be honest with you, a lot of times we all struggle, but sometimes I struggle, you know, doing a lot of different things, you know, and one of the things is I don't always want to just do what is, you know, I should do. But see, that's the thing that we need to learn. We're not going to be perfect in what we do, but we have to consistently try to become better and start to recognize the areas that we can change. So I would encourage you to look at those areas of your life. Are you honorable? Is there things in your life that's not honorable? You should change those things. Is there things in your life that you're not obeying and that you need to do? And I'm talking about obeying what God says, okay? You know, because there's a lot of things in the Bible that God talks about. Are you obeying those things? Are you doing those things? Is there little things that you can start to change? So I would encourage you to look at those two points. You know, sometimes we don't understand how it's even possible what God is saying. You know, and I believe Mary at this time, the angel had come to Mary and said, hey, you know, you're going to have a child and his name's going to be Jesus. You know, I believe at that time, Mary was thinking, how could these things be? But you know, at the end of this, to the angel, she says, be it as unto what you have said, let it be done unto me. It's what she told the angel. You know, so it's important for us to understand sometimes when God speaks something into our lives, we don't always understand how it's going to come. We don't always necessarily even agree with it. We don't even understand how it's even possible. Now, I'm not saying she didn't agree with it. I think she did. And I think she was there. And I think, you know, she did everything right, as far as I know. But what I am saying is that sometimes we don't always understand how it's even possible what God is saying. But you know what we need to focus on is being obedient, being honorable, and doing what is right. You know, we don't always have to make it come into existence. If God has said it, He's prepared it. So that's important to know, is to focus on being honorable, to be obedient. You know, be obedient. Do the right thing. Have faith. Trust in God. I want you to know, I believe God has raised you up for a time like that you're in. You know, sometimes we don't always understand why things has happened the way they happened, you know, but God can use those situations to make you stronger, to make you better. You know, I heard this story about a sheep that was bitten by a snake. And it basically said that the sheep did not die because they had an anti-venom for this particular snake. You know, the pit vipers. Well, now here's the thing that I want you to consider for a minute. You know, God provides for His will. If God has laid it on you to do certain things and He's told you this is what you're wanting to do, He's going to make a way for you to do it. You know, even if bad things happen to you, you're going to make it through. Just like this snake that bit the sheep and the sheep didn't die. You know, maybe that would have bit another animal and they would have died. But the truth is there was provision there that took care of that sheep. And just like that, if God has called you into something, He's going to make provisions for you to make it through. So what you need to focus on is being obedient to what you know He wants you to do. Have faith in God and be honorable in what you need to do. When God says it, a lot of times all we have to do is be obedient. Just listen. Just do the things that He tells you to do. We'd always have to understand. You know, you don't have to worry about it. If God has laid it on your heart, He is going to make a way, if it's His will, to come into existence. We don't always have to understand that. You know, there's several things that we can do that God tells us to do. You know, one of the things is don't return evil for evil. In other words, don't do something bad to somebody because they've done something bad to you. You know, there's a lot of things in the Bible that there's commandments in there that we're supposed to listen. We're supposed to be obedient to. You may be asking the question, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be obedient. I don't know how to be honorable. You know, first you have to know a little bit about what God says. That's the first thing. You know, and I encourage you to get in the church too. A lot of people, they may or may not go to church. You're not there for the other people. You're there for you. You're there for you to serve God. Now, you may find all kinds of different people. You know, that's where we're supposed to go. And sometimes we might not be so clean when we first get into the church house. And there may be some of the leadership you might not find out that it's, or you might find out it's not so clean. You're not there for them. You are there because God told you to be. You know, one of the things He said was, is forsake not the assembling yourself together. You know, He said it for a reason. You need to be fed. And I know you may not realize this, but if you're not getting spiritual food, you may be starving. So I don't understand that. I don't understand what you mean spiritual food. I don't know what you mean starving. You know, when you stop putting in the good, you know, the weeds grow automatically. You don't have to tell the weed to grow. Next thing you know, there's bad words coming out of your mouth. You're hanging around with the wrong people. You may be doing all kinds of things. You might wind up in jail. And you say, well, those things just kind of happened to me. Well, you need to start making sure you're putting the good in. I ain't saying the other things can't happen to you even though you're doing the good. Excuse me. Even though you're doing the good, I'm not saying that those things cannot happen to you. But what I am saying is you become more aware of the things that you need to be doing for God. And when you start focusing on those things, you know, if you'll commit your works unto the Lord says that He'll direct your thoughts. You know, whatever you focus on, it's important. Whatever you focus on, when you do that, you're choosing to choose God when you're focused on God. You know, you're choosing things of God. Hope that makes some sense, but you have to know some of the stuff that God says to be obedient to. Here's another good verse that talks about that a friend concealeth a matter. You know, if you have a friend, it talks about in the Bible that a friend concealeth a matter. In other words, if something happens, they conceal it. In other words, they're not there to talk about, just let everything out, just try to make people look bad. Are you being that kind of friend? Are you doing the things that you need to do? You know, these are some of they're very basic things, but when God talks about them in the Bible, we can start to apply those things to our life. You know, if you're known as the person that won't never say anything bad about anybody, now how uncommon would that be? You know, when you're in a world where everybody's talking about everybody and all kinds of things is going on, Of course, there's all kinds of situations, but if you're always trying to lift people up, you're always trying to look out for the best interest of people. Now, how uncommon would that be? But we're commanded to do those things. We're commanded to be good, to love your enemy. You know, these are the things that are not really easy to do. And I believe they're only done through God. They're only done through the Spirit. Love your enemies. That's hard to do. Pray for those people. You know, and I've heard it said that when you do that, you're releasing yourself. You're forgiving yourself of the things. In other words, what I'm getting at is you're releasing yourself from the burden. We need to start to do those things that God has told us to do. And I hope you've got something from this today. These are kind of some of the thoughts that have been on my mind. I do want to leave you with one thing, maybe two. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11, it says something like this. This may not be exact. I'm reading from my notes, but it says, "And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you." You know, if you'll just do it, mind your own business and do what you need to do and study to be quiet. I mean, right there, if you could just do those things, if you could study to be quiet and to mind your own business and to work with your own hands as we've commanded you. You know, being that kind of good example, just, you know, do what you need to do. Keep your mouth shut and do the right things. Don't talk about people, you know. Choose to do the right things.